Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And a good day to you too, sir. How you doing? How's the quality of the opening? Somebody sent me an email. It's actually a very nice email. But they said they didn't used to listen to the openings. They had very complimentary things to say. But they said they didn't listen to the openings because there's good quality sounds. It's just a pet peeve of theirs. But then they're listening to the opening when I had Aristotle read a poem, and that ended up being the poem that they used at their wedding. True email. So now they listen to the openings. You know who you are. I think you missed a lot. I think, you know what, though, I get it. Part of me wants to go, I get it. He's just, I have my things. Your thing is sound. It's just, well, I wonder if the sound's better now. Because, you know, I do have the phone sitting down. I'm not holding it. So sometimes I put my thumb over the mic. But there's no doubt this is, it's pretty good, though. Like, I was listening to one right after I got that your email, sir. I started listening to some of the old ones. And I thought, once in a while, I put my thumb over the mic. That's no, excluding that. But just right now, I think this sounds pretty good. That's funny, like, that bothered you. But anyway, it was still a nice email. All right, listen, this is the opening of the show. Do you have a problem eating food if you're doing the opening of your podcast, but you know you want to eat some chocolate ice cream so you can get through it? Like the opening? Who said they? Didn't people say they think I should eat more? Less. Oh shit! I'm sorry. He actually ate in here. This is the podcast festival, and it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. It really was. It was so much fun. And I know there's certain people that, you know, you get to hang out with more than others, but it's all good to go around. I know there's some people like, oh, I should have gone over and said hi. I read an email or two, but it'll be next time. But we were in the same room, same good loving, everything going good, right? So you were all great. Seriously, you're great. I should have taken suggestions for bits. I didn't think about that. But, God, that hour and a half went quick. All right. There's a lot of visual stuff, which usually will talk you through, but there's a live audience, so you get lost in that. But I didn't want to edit anything. I thought, oh, I'll edit. No, it's some visual stuff, but you'll figure it out. James Adomian, whenever he's... He comes out doing this thing. Just picture him running around the crowd from person to person, doing what you're about to find out how he walked out on stage, wearing a Komoda. Is that what it is? Not a, you know what I mean? What is that called? You know what I mean. So if there's something you don't understand, I didn't want to edit it. It's nothing major. Alrighty. Oh, boy. I'm here in... San Antonio. I think I might not like this opening later, but I'm in the moment. I'm in the moment, man. I'm in a great mood. I just hung out with a lot of really fun people here in San Antonio. Seriously, went out after the show with some really fun people, some comedians, just some other people hanging out from the show. It was a great bunch. It was a really good energy, so I'm in a really good mood. Yeah, I'm on fresh air. But that only makes what's already great even that much greater. Oh, great, Todd. Now I see you're smoking pot during the opening of the show. You really have your life together. All right. Here's the show. A guy by the name of Mark is opening up the show on guitar, and another guy by the name of Jeff Well, Mark plays guitar and drums, and Jeff just plays guitar. They've been opening the show and playing as people like half an hour and then doing Ring of Fire to start the show and playing during the show, too. They've been great. All right, that's it. I'll mention who it is next week. The name of his, I think he teaches music. He does teach music. Both of them do. But they're playing. Mark and Jeff, two guys with instruments. All righty, but the podcast festival, okay. I said it. It was fun. Of course, you know, you only live once. All right, here's the show. Aristotle, you're the best, huh? Aristotle, what happened here? Am I still recording? Yes. Aristotle, name two good qualities about yourself, and don't be modest, and don't be disgusting either.
This was actually much harder than you would think. But I did decide on two, and I like to think that I am hardworking and responsible.
Oh, okay, I'll accept that.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. We're winding down the weekend. You guys been having a good time? Awesome. It's the creme de la creme of podcast festivals. Better than the Milwaukee Podcast Festival and the Tri-Cities Podcast. First of all, shout out to our sponsors, the Sideshow Network, the Trunk Club for Men's Outfitters, Audible for Amazon, All Things Comedy Network, Squarespace, MailChimp, and Earwolf. You guys enjoy
testing
the show?
Testing one, two.
Just doing a mic check. And I'll tell you right now, I'm so happy to be here, but if there's anybody in here that doesn't listen to the show and sitting there with a negative attitude, I'll fucking see you. But if you came in, you're like, you know, to be honest, I never heard the Todd Glass show, but you got a big smile on your face. We're going to have so much fucking fun. But I'm glad you're here.
You can finish. I'm sorry. That was longer than I thought it would be. Even I was upset with my behavior.
Now, go ahead. Oh, is he done? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sounds of the Todd Glass Show.
You'll have a blast listening to Todd Glass, helping your Friday begin. You'll love the show, they know bubbles are dope. Honey, won't you download again? The Todd Douglas show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday. Thank you sincerely for the show we hold dearly and hearing all the things Todd has to say. I can start Friday now, Todd Glass is on. I can hear all the things that he wants to say. Whether the silly bits or the serious, it's gonna be a Todd Glass show kind of day.
Please bring my mic up.
Gonna be a Todd Glass show kind of day. He'll be waiting there at LA Podfest, waiting just for you.
Two. Bring my
welcome
mic up.
Welcome to Todd's World. Ta-ta to Todd Glass, the Todd Glass show. When Thursday night gets me down, and there's no show to be found, I close my eyes and then I find I'm in a playground in Todd's mind, where the family laughs and the family plays, and Todd sings a song all day. His name is Todd Glass. He has a podcast after Marc Maron Fridays at 9. We're gonna listen to
hey,
all
drummer,
those
look like you're having more
we'll
fun.
We'll listen all the time.
How about a hand with three guys with instruments? Now let's start this right. Joe?
Yes, sir.
Let's start it right.
You know what? Let me see. JJ, can you... There's a trumpet back there. Do you know how to play it?
Oh, did we bring the trumpet?
He was just here on the bongos, but I had a trumpet left over, so I don't know if you want to...
Shut up.
It's like a kazoo, but it's got valves.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now... Let's start the show. JJ, show off. Show off. Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all do it. JJ, hold on. Everyone, guys, drums. All right, let JJ do. Take it home. It's all yours now. Thank you. All right. How much time do we have left? I like it. I'll be honest. I did worry that you would be like, all right, I get it. It's the long opening. But if it was me in the crowd, I'd be like, fuck, I'd do it for 10 more minutes if I wasn't paranoid. Build it up. Make a big deal about it. Why not, right? It doesn't cost extra. All right. How long... Aristotle, how you doing?
I'm good. Sorry I'm not Jake Adams, though.
Sorry you're not who?
I'm not Jake Adams.
Well, we're sorry you're not him, too. We want to tell you that, but I'm glad you know. I took a bit right out of my act. Anyway, in my act, I have a bit where I say, if somebody ever plays Woe Is Me, you know, they go be like, oh, I'm just a fucking idiot. Go, oh, my God, we didn't know you knew. Wow. Oh, such a relief. We thought you didn't know. I didn't know you knew. Why are you mad at me? I thought you were regular. Nah, I know I'm a fucking idiot. So whenever anybody goes, oh, I feel my hair looks like shit. Go, that's what I thought. Son of a fuck. Can you believe it? I thought I didn't know you knew. People be like, their hair looks like shit. Do they know? I go, I don't think they do. Would they wear it like that? So anyway, that bit's over. So, all right, so I don't want to forget anything. It's going to be organized chaos tonight, just the way I like it. So Jingle Joe is actually in from Portland over there playing. And then if anything happens tonight, and then I will let myself go and I won't follow in orderly fashion. But I want to make sure that I thank these guys because they are, I swear, they're fucking great. And then they play and do silly bits, but like they're good musicians. So I appreciate that you guys are here, and I love that you got here from Portland. That's JJ on the trumpet right over there, JJ Kirkpatrick. And Eric is a fill-in. So listen, so what I want to do... Eric, I don't even know your last name. What is it?
Calvin.
Say your last name again.
Calvin.
Okay, great. Get a different last name. Really, you're slowing the whole show down. Jimmy Pardo sold me that line. You think it's a good one? Doesn't that sound like he's something he would say? Doesn't it? That's the type of comedy I want to do. You ever notice? Did you? Like, nobody notices it, but the crowd's scared of him. Did you ever notice it? No, nobody fucking noticed? Oh, yeah, we noticed. I think he's going to stab us. All right. So that's Eric on drums and three guys with instruments. So thank you. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's all going to be good. Somebody had to be fired, and that's a code we have where I give them thumbs up, and they know that it's time to let them go. All right, so let me pull my seat in and get a drink of water. I'm going to be so... By the way... I do mean this. Hold on. I thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh, shut up. Well, you didn't notice me?
I didn't notice you were here.
Oh, we both didn't notice each other. I didn't know you were...
You're doing the podcast festival, too?
Do you swear to God you're here coincidentally?
Yeah, no. They hired me from, like...
Folks, is that, like, fucked up shit or what? Right?
It's weird.
What if somebody knew things? No, they knew. That's the person I worry about. There could be that person. Oh, and then they leave right after I do that. They go, no, I did this fucking bullshit bit. Oh, they really? They didn't know they were going to see each other? And someone goes, no, that was the way it was supposed to be. So anyway, there's that. Do you know 10 seconds away from where stories are ending that they suck? It's the scariest thing in the world. You go, oh, you're 10 seconds away, and this is not going to work. So, but that's fun, and, you know, what are you going to do?
The Todd Glass Show.
Come on, don't fucking... In the middle of a show. Seriously. Come on, Chris. You love those jingles so much.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
No. Nobody gives a shit. Don't do that. You ruin a whole show when you drop
the... The Todd Glass Show.
Aristotle feels ignored. All right, so listen.
It's just weird not having the board in front of me.
You do the same thing with the board. Don't act like, you know, there's so much going on over there. Anyway... Normally, here is him. You know what? That's not the style of my show. It isn't. He does a lot, and he always comes with a great attitude and a smile, and he never cares. It could be 11 o'clock at night. I go, Aristotle, do you care? He's like, I don't care. And then he's all shy, and then one day...
Don't interrupt.
Remember what I taught you. But, no, he's great. He's great energy. If you look at him and you think he is a good energy, and he's a good energy, they are. Like Aristotle, he doesn't, you know, his name's fucking Aristotle. That's like crazy. And his mom's name for real is Joan Baez, but she's not the Joan Baez that some of you might be familiar with. Cuckoo, cuckoo. No, seriously, I can't make jokes. Anyway. All right, so everything's fine. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. You're great. He's very shy, and then out of nowhere, you know, he says things like, assassinate Abraham Lincoln. It's a safe, scary thing to say, if you think about it. So it is a very safe, scary thing to say. Shh. No, stop it already. He did not bury more people under this hotel. No, stop. I don't know what gets into this dog. It's great that, you know, like, you could just make it... It could be self-serving. You could just do this in the middle. Oh, no one wants to hear about when I opened up for the Righteous Brothers. All right. Let me do one thing, and then we're going to bring... I just want to know what I'm doing with time. I'm in no hurry at all. That right after this is the party. There is one more group of people I wanted to thank. But first of all, what time is it, seriously?
7:20.
Oh, I think we're doing good. That I'm not even joking around. To George Carlin, I don't want to be the type of person that gets home and goes, oh, I should have really thanked everybody. This is crazy. This is the third year, and it's so much fun. And, like, I've had so many. You ever have ideas and then a lot of them don't come to fruition? And then you go, it fucking did. You know what I mean? And they do a great job. So, hey, here's what we can do. Let's mention all their names. Who were the... I know Andy Wood said he'd mention his name first, which I thought was unprofessional. He did. That's the truth. Why would I lie? He goes, if you plug us... But let's do that bit. So, Andy, do you know? Who are the people? Graham is big, obviously. Well, he says he's the... Oh, don't pull out a piece of paper.
Well, I don't know.
Looks so unprofessional. No, I don't want to do the bit. I don't want to do the bit. What you're doing
I need
is...
the board. The board makes me professional.
I know. I feel like you are uncomfortable without the board. You know what? We should have put a fake board and let you play with knobs. Is there anybody that can... Do we have a fake soundboard we could put up here for him? No, I'm serious. Like, he's used to... Because, by the way, that's what he does during the show. To George Carlin. It's like, it does take someone just paying attention. You know, Katie, she would get drunk and show up. I mean, I only know that because he tells me. I thought she was professional. But he tells me, oh, she, whoo, you know. She goes, oh, I always have to 20 shots before you record a podcast. I think that's a little much. But she goes, no, in the business, it's standard.
It's a Nerdist
to listen to those people rant about the shit they rant about. You need 20 shots of liquor to be in the room. All right, so there's that. And then there was that. Oh, so thank you. Let's do the bit where we mention everybody. Grandma, I guess they put it on. Oh, yeah. And if they were to walk in the room, what they would want to hear. You know what I mean? So, you know, these guys do a really good job at the festival.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, hard to do. That's Graham Elwood. Yeah.
I think Chris.
Well, the whole thing. I mean, Dave is tireless, you know. You know, Dave had called me about 2 years ago. Very good job. I mean, this is like a big deal. So I guess they're... The three of them together. It really is feel good. Well, Graham and, you know, they work together great.
He's such a fucking... He's such a great guy. He's such a funny guy.
Let me see. Soundboard. What?
That's good.
It says soundboard.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's legit.
I know this might not be the right time. What? Why aren't you fucking up any of this goddamn bullshit? In this nice fucking hotel.
Oh, this puts me in a... Seriously?
No, what are you talking about?
This puts me in a really bad mood.
just get it. I gotta...
Oh, but you gotta understand. No, dude. No, here.
You gotta... Come here.
No. Just between me and you.
Yeah.
This is giving me a stomach ache. This is the most relaxed atmosphere in the world. And you come in. Oh, you want to be Graham? You're somebody else, I think. I don't want you to be Graham. Because you're all good and everything. Yeah, I don't want you to be the guy coming in yelling. Be the guy. Okay, so you're my manager.
Yeah, I'm your manager.
You're making me nervous.
Todd, I'm just telling you. You know how I've got in here? Okay, I got big people in here. A lot of people are... This crowd is too stupid. They don't know what I'm talking about. They're looking right at me. They're looking at my pants. They don't know what they're doing. They're like, oh, nice pants. He's probably went to Drunk Club. Great sponsor, by the way.
James Adomian.
Okay, yeah, don't fuck it up, all right? I got a lot of big fucking people in here. Do your goddamn show, all right? Right, everybody?
Yeah.
See, I get that guy. Graham, you know I know that goddamn character. That whistle was to bring everything right back to where it was. Like, just do a Philly. That's all he thinks of what we do. So he'll whistle, everyone will forget everything that happened. Woo, woo, woo. People are like, oh, yeah. That's what that guy thinks of what we do. Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. The great Graham Elwood. Thank you. All right. I want to do this real quick. I'm going to do this, and then we're going to bring James out. And I am so fucking excited to get James out here. Because can I tell you a secret between me? We coked him up. All right, let me do this really quick. I want him to be out here the majority of the show. But I do want to do this really quick. I guess we won't do the thing with the shirt. I feel bad, JJ. Well, because I was going to do the thing where I went, the band's supposed to get black shirts, and then they were going to... Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, come on.
No, let's do it. Hold on. Hey, God. That was cute. Somebody went, oh. I do that a lot, too. But a man, sometimes I'm embarrassed. But I make that sound a lot. I'd be like, oh. Oh. But I toughen it up around my friends because I have an image. Oh, wait, guys. Seriously.
I told you the band gets black shirts, JJ. No, the band gets black shirts. Yeah, so fucking do something.
Off black. I'm black.
It's pretty far off.
Okay, by the way, guys, I mean, and I say this affectionately to George Carlin, I'm being honest. You did not do the bit. JJ didn't do anything wrong. But you guys were supposed to, right after I said that, go, oh, wrong shirt, oh, unprofessional, and do all that.
I didn't want to interrupt him, but it was a little unprofessional. I mean, I got the email.
Well, don't try to save it.
Well, but you sent it to me.
Let's do it again.
That's part of it.
Let's see if we can. No, let's get James. Let's do this, and let's get James out here. I know what I'm doing. I'm smart. You're going to be like, that's good.
Don't bother.
All right. This is the last thing we're going to do. And Joe, everything's good. Tell JJ to come back. He gets upset. He's on medicine. So, Joe, I wanted to do this thing, and then we're going to bring James out here. I feel bad that he has so many songs. I thought about it, and I literally wrote some songs down. By the way, I'm drawing a blank to your sister-in-law's name.
Cat?
She came early and did all my notes for me up in the hotel room. I was like, shut the fuck up. Look how good... you can't see them. I could tell because I couldn't hear a... Oh. I swear to God, I thought when you saw these notes... Look at these Post-its. That's... Oh, because I have the lights so dark. No wonder I have the lights dark. Oh, Post-its. Fancy. Oh, do that whenever you want.
Oh, I have a fuck ton of Post-it notes. Oh, I have sound drops and I need Post-it notes to fucking get my fucking sound drops.
This is the best thing in the world. You have no idea. It's so much great energy. Come on up here. I want someone to come up here and feel what this feels like. Come on up right over here. Come on up here. Oh, my God. He must be a real fan. He wore a Todd Glass shirt. Oh,
I'm so fucking
Oh, big fan. Oh, yeah, I guess he is. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a real. Oh, yeah, he really spent the money. Oh, that's, oh, look, a true fan. 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 That feels good. By the way, I have to ask you one question. I'm not being cheap. Is that extra if you pound the drums during that? Because I don't think everybody heard it. No, because Eric, you said if I play a lot, you know, you charge a little extra. All right, so let's do this, and then we're going to get... I don't want to keep saying it. So I wrote some songs down, and I want to see, like, how many songs he has in his head that he shouldn't be. I feel bad because I love him for the show, but, like... I wrote some of these down. I know he knows... Because today in the hotel, I started thinking, you'll never remember this. And he did. I'm like, well, this bit might not work then. But I Care, which I added to that. I Care.
I care, I care.
I swear to you, I did not give him these songs.
I really care.
Can you imagine that?
I care.
He has kids. He has kids. And that song's in his head. How could you be a good father?
I really
this old
care.
Wheel. This old wheel.
The Todd Glass Show. It's gonna roll on Friday morning when it does.
Oh, I like it. Mm-hmm. Now the festival's starting, right? Hey, come on, guys, play.
Pour yourself
JJ. Come on, let's get that trumpet out.
Cheek and don't give in.
All right, let's fucking do it.
And listen to that Todd Glass Show again.
JJ. All right, enough. It's stupid.
It's embarrassing, Todd. It's embarrassing.
You got to play that trumpet into the PA. I know that Joe tried to push it over. Lynn Shore.
Oh, wow.
That I didn't tell you.
Let's see, what key was that?
What key is it? Isn't that weird? That was only the problem was the key. He goes, oh, I know the song.
Lynn Shore.
Okay, I'll be honest. I didn't want to tell you when you sent that to me, but that wasn't, I mean, just singing his name over and over again. I mean, that's not... I didn't hear any rhymes in there.
There's more to
it.
I promise.
All right, there's more. He wants All anyone right. to think of all of them. There's more to it. Todd edits them. Okay, one more, and then we do it. Graham Elwood. What was that?
Oh.
Graham Elwood, Graham Elwood, back on the show. Here with Todd Glass and the bits that you know. Make sure you chip in for earbuds. It's gonna be great like Afghanistan.
Oh, God, that's great. Okay, so, folks, you know what? Sometimes people think, you know, oh, I'm too cool for school to give someone. And Chris, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Did I ever tell you about, you know, when I first started comedy, the most important part, and this is actually true, everyone should actually know this, but when you talk, you know, you got to do things. Well, I did. I remember I got down there at 4 a.m. and you do a show. You know, the thing about comedy is you have to remember it comes to you. It's more like a, this is what I was meant to do. And I'll tell you another thing. This is actually true. A friend of mine, he told me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy that this guy is. What happened? What happened? Oh, it was funny? Ah. I swear to God, I thought, was it? Oh, they really liked it. It's like a real live, wow. Because it was like a treat for me. Listen, let's bring him out. Do something nice. And could we give that mic over? Because I think this is an instrumental to JJ. And JJ, I wanted you to show off. Because you know what he said to me? He goes, sometimes it's a little much for the ladies in the audience when I really play the trumpet full force. And he goes, cum shoots out of their pussies.
JJ.
No, that's what he said. And I thought it was rude. I'm not lying to you. Well, I think a guy that says that, it's not. And you said it too. I think you said it best.
I said this about JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Huh? Groundlings. I don't want you to feel. I'm being totally serious. You're okay, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, cool. Because I don't want you to feel like. I know it is weird without the word. Remember, bring the. Can you bring my treble up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I knew
actually, you're speaking too loud right now. The board says
bring
you're
it down
too
a
loud.
Little bit.
Yeah.
You people are like, Todd knows about treble. Ladies and gentlemen, do it right, JJ. I mean, put some reverb in his trumpet, if you know what I'm talking about. Is that what I've turned into? Oh, my God, that's what I've turned into. Don't tell anyone I turned into that. all right, so let's bring him out here and really bring his trumpet mic up, reverb in it. And Mark, you're doing a great job. You're not cheap with the reverb, as they say in the business. Ladies and gentlemen, James Adomian. He's telling the crowd to shut up. Okay, for the listeners, James comes out here like in a Komodo, is that what they call that, with a hat on, and he's doing this character, which you might not, you hear now, so when you re-listen to it, he's going, shut up, like what performance, shut up, like, and then he pulls a fucking cymbal out of his coat and hits the last note.
I paid $200 for that cymbal, I need to be reimbursed.
Shit. How you doing?
Me? Oh, I'm on death's door. How you doing, folks? I can't breathe hardly. I pulled it together for the show.
Are you all right, Tate? Tell them to shut up more. Be that character. He doesn't. Hold on. Stop.
James is only in the first time. When he sits down.
I said shut up!
What if we did this? What if we did that? What if someone you know had the voice down pat? James Adomian's impression of Todd. James Adomian.
No, hold on a second. We rehearsed this. Hold on. You're doing it wrong. Hold on. What do you think you're doing?
No,
stop. That wasn't the bit that we rehearsed. You're supposed to do 2 minutes of an intro. See, 99% of the time that I do. 99% of the time. Hold on. Here's the thing. Hold on. I know that it's.
Fucking do that.
Wait.
Is that wrong that I love it so much? Like, I'm not going to act like I fucking love it. It's so crazy. Like, I look at it and I go, oh, that's not really me. He exaggerates it. And then I go, I don't think he does. That's why it's so good, I think, because it's like, I want to believe, like, oh, of course he amplifies it. But when you do that,
Here's Todd talking about the election. Look, I know that 99% of people voted for Barack Obama, but here's the thing. For the 1% that didn't do it.
Is this mine? As much as I love everybody, don't know about drinking out of the same bottle, if you know what I mean. Make visuals. Visual impersonations.
That's the kind of acting from the old 60s movies where you couldn't believe that they were just poisoned. They had to be like... Look, I agreed to come on the show to talk about serious affairs.
Do you're spitting. Anyway, stops everything. Oh, there was something else I wanted you to do. Were you just doing? No, stop. You stop. I'll stop. I guess if anybody's going to stop, it should be me. No, what were you just doing? Just a minute ago, I forgot.
Oh, what? That was the 60s the 60s thing.
What?
That was Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon.
Oh, the faces of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the
You know
just...
where else they use that? They never this doesn't happen in modern movies is that where the person like falls in the water and they're like, "I can't swim." Everybody nowadays knows how to get to the edge of the pool.
You're drunk used to be like the biggest insult in the movie. That was like, go fuck yourself.
You're drunk. There's no TV, of course I am.
Okay. Yeah, what else would you do?
I love the Johnny Cash you're playing, by the way.
Do you?
What do you like? I like the Johnny Cash you were playing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
If you want, me to sing?
Please, God, no.
What do I hear?
You never hear...
Hold on.
Whoa.
What is that?
Christmas?
What is that? I can't hear it!
Sometimes you have to get...
What?
Sounds like a kid trying to make his break in showbiz. Sorry, we're all booked up. Get out of here, kid. Try Chicago.
Folks, we want to introduce tonight, that's where this kid, he grew up. His name is JJ, and we met him. He was playing at the studio next to us in a loft. JJ, come on out here. He's all grown up now. And this is, when we started the podcast, he was 7 years old. And now he plays. That's how we met JJ. Boy, the way, that's a nice story I just told. I should stab myself to death for how bad that bit was. I want to do some, I'm just going to say, well, let's do two things. Hold on.
All right, make it four and it's a deal.
Okay, I want to play this, okay, we'll do, I want to do Tom Likas first. I just want to do it. Can you bring his mic up? Because to do Tom, you really got to start playing some, what do you, do you hate doing it?
What?
Oh, I love. My voice is on fire. Do you care? I don't care. Over the top. Boy.
He's in an insane
no,
asylum.
Do it more.
He's answering his own question.
Yeah. Do you care? I don't care. You're old Tom. I am Tom. 1-9-5-8 on top of your toll free toll little Tom phone number.
Tom.
Go fuck yourself!
I love you, buddy. Hey, my girlfriend, I love her. We're great together. We're always happy. Is it okay for us to get married?
Punch her in the foot! If a woman asks you for anything, dump that bitch!
Hey, Tom, how you doing here?
I don't care!
I love you, man.
Hey, just ran over a kid! I'm doing great.
Hey, Tom, how much money should you spend on a date?
$2 and to get a refund, baby.
Hey, Tom.
You got it.
How you doing, baby?
But do you care?
I do care, Tom.
Well, I'm psychotic.
Tom.
My mind is a sphere of demons.
My girl...
I like how I hold my nose. Anyway.
Old. Oh, wait, turn the radio down, dear. Please turn the radio down.
Play more of his jingle.
Unplug your nose, please. I can tell you're doing a radio call-in voice.
Play the vomit.
I'm not fat. I just got a big bowl. You know what I'm talking about?
Eat what I'm talking about.
Tom. Like a show. Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Well, here's an answer.
My wife gets mad because I listen to your show.
Is she fat?
I was thinking it would be funny if Tom Likas was a substitute teacher in school.
Let me hear it. Go do it.
Where did your lesson take leave off?
I didn't.
Were you studying the ABC word? You got it!
Well, that's it, folks. Right, let me regroup. I'm a little bit, you know, flustered.
Glass.
What are you going to do? That's my impersonation of him doing me.
No, hold on a second. See, this guy fucking gets it. I know. See, I swear
no,
on my
I
mother.
No, I swear to God. 99, I swear. You know, I can't do you. Like, it's the thing that
sure
you
sure you can. Make a move.
I gotta be honest. Because normally I wouldn't have been 5 years ago. But it's not you, it's me. And you know there's got to be at least one other person here. And you know you're going to love that I asked. I didn't get that. Did anybody else not get it?
Ugh.
Come on. Really? You're going to live with yourself? Seriously, do you know if not one other person, not one, I didn't say 20, if not one other person raised, was I that off? Like it was that... Did anybody not get the reference?
No, here, hold on a second. I know it sounds like I'm lost. Hold on a second. I know it sounds like I'm in an ocean of lostness, but hold on a second. But here's the thing.
Tell me what happened.
You gotta trust me, Steve. If you stick with me, hold on a second. Hold on.
He doesn't know either.
This guy fucking gets it here because he knows.
Hold on.
So I'm gonna pretend that I was bringing it around. You see, that was always what it was gonna do.
He just admitted, Chris just admitted he didn't know. Why is it a big deal I didn't know? Why is it a bigger deal I'm asking?
Because you should have known better.
No, what the fuck? What? I feel like there's a weird lull in the room. So the old way would be to ignore it, and then afterwards I'd ask somebody, and they would explain. I'd be like, fuck, I wish I would have known. So I want to find out now.
That was so... Who said that?
Come on. Why would you say that? Did something... There was a point when he made a reference. I'm talking to you right here. You see him. People with buttons on their hats always are honest people. No, seriously. I'm being honest. They put a lot of buttons on their hat, and they take the time, and that means they'll take the time with you. They're patient.
It's also a sweet shirt.
What?
I said it's also a sweet shirt.
It's also a sweet shirt. We know. We're not like those comedians that got to insult people. Every so often, you're in the front row. Doesn't anyone need like a nice... You know what? Like, you two look like a nice couple. There's something cool about you.
What do you do for a living, sir? Oh, yeah. Well, society needs that. Good for you.
Well, yes. And Joe, I want you to know you're appreciated. You gotta fucking say it, or they get sad.
Wait, can I say this? I was loving the Johnny Cash. There's a reason his songs are like so dark. There's never a Johnny Cash Christmas special because he would have to be like Santa Claus died on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus died on Christmas Eve.
Give him some reverb.
And all that we had was coal in the fireplace. And Mama said Christmas this year is going to be a whole lot of tears crying. There was no presents except flowers, black roses for the grave. And they buried Santa Claus in the cold, cold ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
Give them their part.
I don't know.
In the cold, cold ground.
I forgot the goddamn name, word, lyrics to the fucking song.
Listen, I gotta play a song for you, and I think this is worth. I played it on the show the last 2 weeks, and it's a song about a CB. I just want to see.
I would love it if Johnny Cash, instead of having June Carter and the Statler Brothers, had Todd Glass come in. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging. Hold on a second. What I really wanted to say was... wait. You know, we got married in a fever 99% of the time.
You can actually sing. Do a little something.
What?
Nah, never mind. You
want to
see me? I do a new thing real quick, and then I'm out of time. I do a new thing. It's called face dancing. Can you really play this loud? Something I've been working on. Really crank it up. Can we get that louder? A little louder. You can. Don't worry. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm all on by that bass, no trouble. 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 I'm all on by that. So, if you're listening, next year you'll show up. Because that was visually for the people here. And I will never put any of these pictures on Facebook. Right, so listen, I want you to hear this song. I think it's worth letting it breathe for the people that haven't heard it. This is a song that was a popular hit. It was a one-hit wonder. I want you to listen to it. Are you okay?
Oh, I got stage fright. I can't go on.
That's what he did 10 times backstage. Aristotle would literally, in the middle of setting the whole room up, and you know how you have so much on your mind and you're not really given. I was just thinking about
it. He had a whole lot on his mind. No, this chair has to be this way, not this way.
All right, what time is it?
7:47.
10 p.m.
I always feel like that sucks the fun out of a room, but don't. I never mean it that way. I just want to be. I enjoy.
Wait. What time? What time is it?
7:47.
7:47. Hold on. What time is it in London? I've got investments.
So we're gonna go to 8:30. So I want to play this song. I think it is worth letting it breathe, and then we're gonna figure this out once and for all. This is, by the way, the reason this is a special night, this will be the last time. We did this 2 weeks in a row. We're going to try to figure it out one more time. James has never heard it, and then we put it to rest. So it's part of it, the festival. Is it hot in here? Do you want to put another fan in the other? Well, sir, you don't need to go off on a dissertation on your your heat index. Jimmy Pardo gave me that. He said if someone's fanning themselves, I was going to use it the last show.
Are you metabolizing okay? Hold on a second.
No, you know, I don't like to make jokes. We already said it. Would you like... it is a little... Well, I give a shit. The other comedians, they don't care. They just sit in hot boxes and listen to people complain. At least me, I give you a nice atmosphere. Well, I can't help it. I can't change everybody. I hope I earned the right to say that by the kind things I said up front. You hear me? Fucking Graham. So sick of it. I'm going to tell you the truth. He let the dog out. That's the truth. No, it's the truth. And I'm tired of him making me look like I'm a bad guy. He let the dog out. He knows what happened. And I'm... If someone knows where Graham is and he wants to... Okay, so let's move on. Okay, hold on. I'm all right. So...
Nobody said otherwise.
Just in case people were thinking it. What if somebody was in the crowd going, is he all right?
And
I go, I'm all right. They're like, whoo.
Todd,
even one person, I think it's worth dealing with.
They only let you do this podcast if there was two psychologists with cattle prods backstage, and they could take you away at any time.
So here, play the song. By the way, is everybody okay? Seriously, everybody's okay. Okay. Well, I feel better. Sometimes it's weird. I get into like a funk and then, okay, so play, go ahead.
Todd would be the best conductor at a symphony orchestra because he would be like, ta 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 ta. Now, hold on a second. I want to make sure that everybody's feeling okay here. Hold on.
What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. Of this laughter I hear, it's better than being in love. Yeah, I sing. By the way, really, don't drift off.
If you've heard it before, you've heard it before. But listen, you too, I know the way you are.
I'm in trouble.
Listen to this song. Here we go. Did they have it turned down? Well, we'll get it up. We'll get it up. Everything's great. Brian's great. We're all great. Out on I-40. Bring it up a little more. Dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying, Break 1-9, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on. Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might like just answer that 1-9 call. When that CB device come back to life, just a lisping wall to wall.
Hello.
And that unusual voice came on in saying,
Pause
Break
it.
1-9.
Pause it.
I knew you would like it if you would listen. Unusual. Like, it's a guy who's flaming. It's not unusual. What the fuck was it?
Is that from like 1983 or something?
And later the guy says, he goes, when he was so funny, the other guy says, by the way, I know it's a comedy, but it's still good, and I love breaking it down. I know it's not a drama, but he goes, my hands were sweating. Because that's, how big of a truck driver you are, there's another flamboyant gay guy in a truck on the same highway as you. You're like, oh, geez.
Now,
he could pull up next to me. And jump over to my truck.
Anyway. Like, what is it? Is the idea that's supposed to be like, how disgusting? Get him off the road. Call AAA.
If you don't listen, like I don't.
Pull that man's license.
Pull his license. That's all right. Pull his license, Murray.
I'll teach him a lesson. I'll beat him up with license. My dick.
But come on, edit that out. Even from these people here. We have ways.
No, we can edit shit in front of laugh. Just put a laugh in.
Yeah. We edit even shit from you. See that last bit we just did where I said the word cunt by accident? You didn't even remember.
True.
All right, listen. I think I earned the right to make those. How could that be fun? thank you. Listen to this song. I think you're listening like me, 80%. There's something that happens. This song takes a turn that you're going to go, fuck, Todd wasn't lying. And by the way, the sound is weird, but it's okay. Just so you know, we're aware of it for some reason.
There's two turns that it could take.
Well, it's not going to be the turns you think.
Oh, really?
Well, listen.
Well, I was hoping it would take an exit on exit 34, right, circle play. Around the roundabout and
not
get to the...
It's not a time for jokes.
No, nothing.
Turn his mic out.
How about the Cracker Barrel? Go ahead. I'm hungry. I got to pee.
Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I like how the music changes.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. Now I looked at Jay and he was gritting away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't going to be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, break-a-roo. Hi, hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five flame white smokies dressing up for a ticket riding party.
Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convo.
Okay, fade it out.
I love that the audience listening to that goes, phew, cops! Thank God it wasn't one of them weird voices, dudes.
What fucking asshole did that song?
But first of all, isn't
that was Bob Likas, Tom Likas' dad.
He did comedy.
Bob Likas was a homophobic country music star.
Give me a lead in with one of those guys, and then play the betting, so we can. Play the real trucker, and then lead into you, and you can be the CB guy. See if we can. You know what I mean? Play a little bit of something, and he'll be the opposing person.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks New Mexico. It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before. Say it.
Hey, I'm a terrifying cliche. Do you want to lose your manhood and have your dick dissolved? Like acid was poured over your man balls? Well, then answer me on the trucker radio, because I'm just a pussy puss.
Oh, I didn't know what to do when I heard that voice. So I kept my pedal to the metal, and I didn't do anything at all. I was careful to keep my distance, and all of a sudden came on that radio, the squawker box. It was something I'd never heard before.
I'm versatile. I could go either way. There's really no excuse here. It's very lonely out here in the country. Chances are you've done it before. And just don't like talking about it, which I think is makes it a dumb for you to be recording this for a song. Because if we just turned the recording equipment off, we would fuck, and then no one would know about it.
Well, I got scared in my boots. I didn't know what to do. I'd never met anyone like that before in my life. Bubbles started coming out of his truck. I didn't know what was going on up there. It was a semi-18-wheeler and true real bubbles coming out of his truck. And then from out of nowhere, I heard this.
Look, I got a huge truck full of Palmolive dishwash soap. And baby, I'm all lubed up from it. Look, statistically, there's something called a Kinsey scale, and you're probably a 5 or a 6. Give it a shot. I could give you some very interesting sociology books that would change your mind about perception. Look, Ronald Reagan is making all of this worse right now.
Well, I thought long and hard, and I thought this son of a bitch made sense. Who was I to judge? Well, we ended up having every Thanksgiving, him and his life partner. And my wife, Sherry, are still friends to this day. You know, we don't talk as much as we used to, but about a month ago, he left a message in my voicemail, and it went something like this. Just like this.
Yo, I really want to fuck you again.
Well, I knew he was joking around.
Hold on, I wasn't done. I'm going to fuck you twice in the butt.
Why, you shut up.
I want... Look, what? It's Thanksgiving time, and I'm starting to feel hungry in my turkey area.
I didn't hear it.
Maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop.
Bing, 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 bing.
Who did that song?
What, maybe we should stop?
No, that song that you played.
Oh.
that was Bobby. That was
Come
Bobby.
Come on, guys, play. Come on, show off. Come on, everybody, head dance. Come on. Hold on. Give me, hold on. Come on, stop playing for a second. Walk me over the trumpet. Somebody get me the trumpet. All right, let me try playing. Start up again. I want to see if I can play.
Motherfucker.
All right, so let me give it a shot. I know what he was doing. He was like going against the big, going, go ahead, fucking play. Because the people home don't, you know, but no, seriously, I don't give a fuck. I'll save the bit. No, I'm fucking not scared of you, JJ. Give me the fucking trumpet right now. I'll see what I can do. Hold on, I just thought about something. That's a good song because everyone knows it. People really don't. Everybody wants to sing, but who the fuck can remember? One, do country 1 to 50.
Country 1 to 50.
Yeah, the first sing along.
Well, we got one wagon, 2 mules, 3 women.
That was good. You gave up on yourself.
I ran out of shit.
Well, I hoo 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 hee hee, and ha 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 ha, ah ha ha hoo hee, ha 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 ha. All right, can you turn
the... Go.
Ba-boo-boo-boo-ba-doo-boo, mbee-mbee-mbee-bear,
God damn it.
Well, because I didn't want to do it that long. How long were you taking?
I wanted you to.
I'm not a professional. You're over there like, right. Oh, like I don't know what you're waiting for.
All right.
By the way, the curtain, pulling up the skirt from this table, can you see it's like, I feel like I'm aggressively pulling up a woman's dress because
there's
like
five trolls under here.
Can we turn the bubble machine off, Aristotle? Maybe you go around front and do it.
Oh, I was thinking it was cleaning out this crowd.
But everything's good.
Soaping them up.
Hello,
a little bit.
Todd? Todd. Oh. Hello, Todd. It's Libby.
Hi. No, this is, by the way, this is honest. Libby is on the phone. I'm being very genuine with you. Libby, we haven't spoke to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good, Todd. You know me, just easy breezy on a Sunday afternoon, you know.
Oh,
just,
my God, you sound great. Are you still... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, everything's great. You know, sometimes the cell phone makes my hands a little clammy, but... Otherwise, it's great. You know, these cell phones are amazing. The light, sometimes it burns my cheek.
Of course, everything with Libby is goes to like, how's the cell phone like burn your cheek? Well, with Libby.
Yeah, Todd.
Are you still with Lionel?
Oh, yeah, we're doing great things. He just was over at the jazz club. They're just wrapping up, but he wanted to come over here to just say hello.
He's there?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the jazz club is great. Sometimes it gets a little smoky.
Do you sing still?
Oh, yeah. I've been singing. It's been amazing. I love
Could you do... Could you, if the band played for you, could you do just like a little something?
Yeah, Todd. What do you want me to sing?
I don't know. Just give her a little something. Maybe she'll... one of your songs. Yeah, like 10 seconds of it.
Look, maybe something nice. Something smooth.
Put a lot of reverb in her phone.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
You know, Todd, it's moments like these that make me think about the simple things. Simple things in life. Like walking your dog on a sunny day. But sometimes the sun, it hurts your eyebrows and it makes... The dog walking and those new leashes, they run and they retract and there's like a button and it doesn't make sense. Like dogs should just be on a regular 4-foot leash. I don't know why I would want them to have 10 feet and then 3. It doesn't, no one would ever want, just put him on a leash and you pull the leash back, but everything's easy.
Libby. Oh, I hear Lionel.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Lionel, is that you?
Yeah, Todd, how you doing, man?
First of all, Libby, that was really nice. Oh, Libby?
Thank you, Todd.
Are you both on the phone?
We have two phones. And, are you?
Wait a second. Are you guys on different levels of the house?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Of course they are.
This must be Palm Springs you're calling from.
Yeah, we just went out to the springs today. You know, it was gorgeous. Sometimes the flowers make a weird noise in the wind.
Lionel, how you doing? Are you guys happy?
Oh, yeah, we're doing great. You know what I mean? We've just been hanging out. You know what I mean? Everything's smooth, you know, and everything. We're down out of Palm Springs, and the jazz club's going great. You know, all y'all down at that pod festival, whatever. You know what I mean? They all doing like a cooking show. You know what I mean? Y'all cooking up some food at that pod fest. Bring it on down to the jazz club down in Long Beach, right off the 710 freeway. You know what I mean? That's just amazing. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I try to be nice. Meanwhile, you're like, yeah, we have fresh sodas, delicious cakes every Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah. Come on down. Bring them three guys with them weird beards on down. You know what I mean?
Bring what?
Y'all got three. Ain't you got three? Libby was saying y'all got on some computer show and there's three guys sitting next to you with weird facial hair. You know what I'm saying? That's what I heard. Bring them cats down. Hey.
Libby, are you still there? We have to go, but I just want to say.
I think Libby's in the house.
Oh, wait a second. I didn't even think about that.
We're not safe here.
Even for the bit, how would they? But it's all right. Lionel, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you want to do.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Would you like to do a song? Or if you don't want to, I totally understand.
Well, I mean, you know, I haven't sang in years, but, you know, I mean, yeah, tune them up. All right, let's do this, baby. Come on.
Do it again. Make it even quicker from when he plays like he doesn't want to do it. Okay. And then all of a sudden, hey, do you want to play a song, Lionel?
Oh, Todd, you know, I haven't sang in years. Tune them up, baby. Let's go.
See, Graham, you take fucking good direction. That's right. If I had a movie, I would...
Don't subtweet me when I'm on stage with you.
All right. That was rude. All right, so you guys want play a little something for him? And can you put a lot of reverb in this? By the way, Libby's reverb was fucking fantastic, Brian. Wow. That's what it needed to...
Give it up for the reverb.
Yeah.
Keep it going for the phenomenon of amplified voices.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to take it downtown at the Pod Fest. You know what I'm saying, Tom? Oh, yeah, we're at the Pod Fest with three men with beards. Todd Glass on the mic. Oh, don't tell it he's queer because we're at Pod Fest. Yeah. We're getting down and dirty. Talking about podcasting. Yeah, I haven't sang in years, Todd, so I don't know if I can continue. Well,
don't stop. Don't stop, no matter how much I try. Well, we want to thank you very much, Lionel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
That.
Come on down to the Jazz Club in Long Beach, everybody.
Everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because we're gonna get our seats down at the Jazz Club in Long Beach.
Well, Lionel, thank you very much.
Off the 710 freeway.
Thank you, Lionel.
Got a great Yelp review coming in today.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out.
Yeah.
Please pay your servers. Check us out online at 710 Freeway Long Beach Jazz Club.com. Look us up on Facebook or Twitter. Please tip your waitresses. Thank you for coming out.
Later that night, the whole audience had entered out. It was 5 in the morning. It was an empty room.
We're gonna sing until the lights come.
All right. Lionel, ladies and gentlemen. All right, listen.
Did you sweeten that applause?
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's natural. What we did. No, that's what we did. You caught us.
How dare
that
you?
Sounded, oh, my God. No. Don't. You're right. You got me. What we do is we bring it and we feather it in. No, you got me. Hello, I'm guilty. It's embarrassing. That's how you get out of anything.
got like Jack Benny applause from the 50s.
All right, showbiz, Bob!
Where they had never seen showbiz before. And so they're like, we just came from Pennsylvania to see a big show in New York! So anything he does, they like crack an egg open and they're like, wow!
You guys
cold,
are having
cold
fun.
Ground.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, guys.
With the cardboard soundboard, Aristotle. Getting friendly, Aristotle. Aristotle.
All right, listen.
Wow.
I'm never going to like that.
Yeah, say what?
I know.
Podcast.
I know
say
it.
What?
All right. Listen.
Wait. This is a guy who has a secret. He's at the dinner table. Like, just say anything.
Okay. I'm good. Another. Oh, what? Yes. What is my secret?
I don't know. Just say something. Oh, okay. Like, I hope somebody didn't do this or that.
Okay. Well, all I know is I hope someone didn't use the last little bit of firewood we had. Well, I left some gas in the gas tank of the car, which should give us heat throughout the night, unless somebody used it. Do what's a water math out thing? I don't know who. I guess Eric.
Oh, the hotel
Eric
thing?
JJ, you know, and Joe Lears is Joe. Do you have? I might have talked about this too. I might not have about like some water math out when he does.
Yeah, you did the little the 60s comedy thing.
Oh yeah, is that? Do you know what he's talking about? Like the wow wow wow.
I have the loop of it. Is that what
you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you do something before.
Oh,
it was like
what?
That.
He was playing?
It was that old like muffled wah 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 wah. The stripper's
but
kind of. Let me hear it.
Maybe. Sound check.
No. Less, a lot less.
Less. 100% less, you fucks!
Actually,
so it's like, what
was
that?
Wait, can I say it?
Pardon me, man.
Side note. I was at an audition once, and the guy running it went, okay, less. 100% less. And I was like, you mean nothing.
Well, he thought you were giving
he
it 200%.
Me to leave the room.
He thought you were giving it 200%.
No, we want the Walter Matthau thing, right?
Yes.
It's like, it's a little sting. It's like a trumpet sting.
Hold on. What do you have?
Lower. Bring it lower.
A little lower.
Sad. Okay.
A little lower.
It doesn't matter. I can
turn it off.
You've been to the hotel clerk?
Yes. Right. I get nervous when we get too into bits if it takes too much setup because then I start thinking about them. Like,
oh, guys, this is all edited out in the studio.
Yeah, you'll never hear
I'm
going
to cut this down to 10 minutes. Just so you know. It's mostly visual bits.
Oh, what's that? That's
good. I just
realized.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's me.
Oh, that's you?
No,
isn't
it's
you
happen
to be? Oh, yeah, I
way
forgot.
I'm
in the dark corner over here.
We have to act like he's doing it. No, that's good. Could you bring my volume up on my mic?
Thank oh, yeah. I'm just going to put reverb.
All right, listen, everything's fine. You know when I say that, that's when I get nervous.
What's the name of the Walter Matthau movie? It's called, like, Hotel Blues.
He's always trying to, pardon me, I know.
Yeah, it's
my,
like,
I've got a.
It's like.
Can I help you, sir? You be the guy. Can I help you, sir? We only have two rooms.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, how can I help you?
Excuse me, ma'am. I may look like a psychological wreck to you, but I assure you I'm merely a husband who's at the end of his rope.
Ha ha ha.
My daughter is getting married, my wife is drowned in the East River, and I've got a taxi cab upside down in my underpants.
And then you just hand me a key.
Okay. Be that guy. Can we bring my mic up a little, please? Thank you. Brian, you know what? I fucking love you. Well, a lot of sound guys, they have it, you know, they don't want to do it. You ask for it, they sit back there, they're like, fuck
yeah.
You. Brian,
a lot of sound guys.
You ask for
Mike Johnson, Raul Jimenez, all these fucks out there can't do sound work.
And it is Brian, right? Or is it Mark? What is it? It's Brian, right? Yell really loud.
It's Brian.
Well,
it's,
he doesn't have good vocal skills.
It's Brian.
Hey, oh. He, not only that, he got a mic plugged in for himself. That's how quick he is. Here I was thinking, nah, he's not quick. And he gets a mic and plugs it in and had to run out to the truck.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Be this guy.
I'm sorry to interrupt your little honeymoon retreat here. But I'm a 60-year-old father of two who's lost both his children.
Be the guy at the bank. The same guy at the bank.
Guy at the
bank. He's at the bank. How can I like to be? This is a good part for me because it's very easy. How may I help you, sir?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, we're closing in 10 minutes.
I understand that, but I have a deposit of $10,000 and a gun full of fish in my hat.
Sir, we don't have an account here with your name on it.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm trying to deposit $10,000 in silver coins into someone else's account, and I'm doing it at gunpoint. No, this is not a robbery.
He's at a dry cleaner. He's at a dry cleaner. Sir, I told you we don't have anything with your name on it. We do not have a tuxedo with anybody's name on it.
Do you expect me to go to my stepdaughter's wedding wearing a spaghetti suit with a tie that's made of roast beef?
And that's in the preview, and you don't care how he got there.
Oh, God. It's, you know what? Yeah, we're oh, God. Let's take a minute and reminisce. I'd like to pass some pictures of tonight around the room since we don't have a slide projector.
You know, I really did like all those previous episodes of the Todd Glass Show. Well, that was me.
Fuck.
I didn't get a laugh. That was more importantly.
Everything gets a laugh. Joe, do you have a... oh, you know what? Let's take a little... Joe, don't you have a little...
You like a song or something?
Now, I purposely didn't hear this to George Carlin because I like to be excited for the new jingles. Ladies and gentlemen, Unleashed is a surprise for the audience tonight, almost like when Oprah gave out new cars. By the way, ever since that, they should stop it with the other shows. If they give them something, you got to understate it. You got to go, hey, everybody gets a book today. You can't freak out.
And you all get a people. Nickel.
And
shut up and
what?
Like it.
Yeah. There's a nickel taped under everybody's chair. And you know the warm-up people, I know it, they make them, they go, we're going to give you a book tonight, the Tonight Show really go nuts, and they go, everybody's getting a set of, you know, a Maybelline makeup or whatever, whatever makeup they sell, and then the crowd goes apeshit, everybody's getting a, you know, whatever, it could be, I can't think of anything.
A copy of your book?
Like, everyone's getting a copy of the book. People are like, ah, oh shut God. The fuck up, they're screaming, no, no one's that excited to get a fucking book,
yeah,
or their life sucks.
More believable, everybody's getting a duck, they're like, yeah!
Everybody getting a sick duck.
A sick duck?
Yeah, it needs help. For you to take care of.
Sick duck, dude.
Sick fuck.
Fucking sick duck.
What are you?
Sick duck, dude.
He can't keep
sick
any
duck,
bread
dude.
Down.
Sick duck, dude.
Sick duck.
Sick duck, dude.
Yeah, sick duck. Fuck.
Sick duck.
I curse a lot because it's a hipper show.
Yeah. Fucking shit.
That's what Chris
you
Hardwick tells me.
You gotta fucking cuss more if you want to get some fucking listeners.
All right. I think there might be a sing-along under people's
really bring his chairs. Mic up loud and give him so much right before the reverb gets annoying and then bring it down. But you'll know the type I like. And really give him some vibe. He's afraid to sing into the mic, so you gotta really...
Go ahead.
You know.
Well, we're sitting at the L.A. Podfest. And we're listening to our favorite podcast. With Todd Glass. With Todd Glass. I want you
to sing with me. I need to hear you also. I need a sing-along with you. At the L.A. Podfest with Todd Glass. At the L.A. Podfest with Todd Glass. L.A. Podfest, day and night. Night and day and night.
I don't care.
Day and night. Night and day and night. 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 Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
My way.
All right. You people are something special. By the way, there's going to be an after party, and just, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And here's all I recommend.
Hold on a second. Pretend that Todd Glass doesn't have a Philadelphia accent. There's going to be an after party, and there's going to be water. And, you know, you're about...
we're going to have water.
Plenty of water. You know
no,
what?
Listen, I mean, who's really going to do that? It's like that. It's like, what if I was so really serious about that? What if I was like, oh my God, we should have a party. Everybody should walk around like that. What if I really meant that? I'd be like this. I'd be like, everybody.
But what if I really legitimately did that?
No, seriously. You know, 40% of the people. No, really. Let me tell you something. That's honest when I go, ah! You know what that means? It means I'm a full-grown adult and I don't have to contain myself. Thank God. Because people feel like doing that, but as you get older, you edit it out. Sometimes something's so funny, laughter isn't going to let it out, or I'm going to fucking bust. So I just need to get it out. That's when I go, ah! And that releases what I need to release. Otherwise, I would self-combust.
Yeah, well,
and I've seen it happen.
You're still a shithead.
Somebody smells like a salami. Anyway... Who did that? Oh, you did that? That's all I need to be so happy. I was so amazed. I was like, how does he get that ready so quick? That's great.
I was waiting for it the whole
night. It's all about the bass. Listen, all right. Well, we're going to go in for that descent, everybody. Do you know the what?
I find that a doc's opinion of me is very much influenced over whether or not I have bread. I like rice. Rice is great if you want to eat 2,000 of something. I had one anchovy. That's why I didn't have two anchovies.
Little Mitch Hedberg. All right, listen, I want to play something for you, and I don't want you to make a joke about it.
Whoa, hold on a second. Then you better tape my mouth shut, folks.
This is a story. Look, I know when I start playing some of these stories, you drift off sometimes, but this you really got to
I love that you play stories.
Well, they're story songs. Oh, very funny.
Very funny. Come on, this podcast. The last 4 years, and this is how it's in front of all these people like this? Sell me out like that, like I'm a fucking bag of tomatoes? You can't argue in front of a room full of demon children. What does that sound?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's come on.
Mel Blanc did all those voices.
We have a show.
Thank you, sir.
All right, listen. This is a story of Susie. And I know, here's what I want to say so I don't forget. There is a party afterwards. There's going to be a live karaoke band. They played last year. They were great. But let's really enjoy it. You know what I mean? Here's where I want to look.
Let's blow them off the stage.
Yeah.
The party?
Yeah. Fuck.
Follow that party. But I do. I'll do that later. But they're going to clear the room out, and then the band's going to set up. Actually, Eric is in the band.
They got bulldozers. If you don't get out fast, they're going to rip your ankles off.
Hey guys,
off.
Can I ask the people that run the hotel, by the way, who I love? By the way, I don't mind saying any shit like this as long as it's genuine. But if somebody goes, "Thank the hotel," but I'm like, they haven't really done anything, I wouldn't want to do it. But I don't feel bad about doing it here. They are so. That's right. Fucking cool. Whether it's a bartender, whether it's somebody at the front desk. I really admire that because everybody, and I usually think that's the way they're treated. They don't get your employees to act like that unless they're treated with dignity.
Speak for yourself. I checked into room 528, and as soon as I opened the door, I fell down a chute into the garbage dump. And I don't know why the front desk bell is a slide whistle.
So thank everybody at the hotel. Your kindness, it doesn't go unappreciated. Can we put some candles on the tables when we reset the room? Well, if I ask now, they have to do
hold
it.
Hold on a second. Is there any way we could get some propane? Or
no, like, here's what I want to do.
You know what would really make it nice? Unscrew all the light bulbs. Everybody close
here's
your
what
eyes
I want to
imagine
do.
That it looks nice.
Here's what I want to do. And I am thanking the hotel because they're so awesome. But, like, let's keep the room dark, get some candles on the tables. Hold I know you have a box, like, hundreds of them downstairs.
Everybody is going to be and put then, into a separate van. So we're all going to drive across the street to the Beverly Center for no reason at all. What if I did that? What if I actually did that?
What if I did that? What if I was really like that?
Hold on a second. What if I was? What if I really was?
What if I really was?
See, 99% of the time when you do that, I wouldn't even believe it. But here's the thing. Is it that there's someone out there who does? And he actually does. And he believes that.
That's sick shit. Like, every time I get used to it, I'm like, you know what I thought as soon as I heard that? I'm like, what? But I love it. I love it. I love it. I do. It's who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? If you imagine if please stop it. It's
am I done?
No, never be done. Okay, so this is the story of Susie, and we'll do this, and then we're going to do a sing-along. I don't know what it is, but I don't want the story to be good. Graham Elwood... And Graham Elwood and those guys are going to be so proud of me because we're gonna do this right. Like, because we had so much fun here tonight. But we're going to do this, and we're going to do a sing-along. I don't know what it is, but we'll figure out something. Because that's a good way to end, and it puts me in a good mood. And then they'll redo the room and then come back. And don't go home. Don't go to your room. Let's hang. Well, you're not going to go to your room. You people are here. If anybody needs an extra room, the hotel has 6 rooms available. All right, what are you doing?
I fucked the microphone up. All
right, it's okay. Hey, God. Brian. Is it Mark or Brian?
It's both in the morning.
865 4100. Teach me to do it, and then we're going to do this last thing. But I need you to freshen me up. Just let me repeat after you. Hello.
Well,
Tom Likas.
You got it.
You got it.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Do you care?
Do you care? Do you care? Hello?
My voice is on fire.
My voice is a... Have you ever stereotypes? Do you like stereotypes?
This is what radio sounds like when you drop a little bathtub, baby.
Hey, over 2 Tom times 100. It's at this point, it's 2030. People call in. It's like a parody of a parody of a parody.
It's the future. Yeah.
Tom, what do I do? I'm on it.
Blow up those sun.
Hey, Tom, how much are you supposed to spend on a date now?
I have a shotgun trained in your face.
All right, so... This is a true story.
The party in the back of Ed's cafe.
That was.
Hold on, let's start it from the beginning.
It is? All right.
I love that dumb song. Nobody's ever heard somebody like that in Alabama.
All I ask you to do is listen.
The party.
No such thing down here.
Just listen to the song because it says. Oh. Well, because people.
I'm gonna
make
get it,
jokes.
Is it on vinyl? Can I get the single?
Nah, there was the weirdest weird boy.
Then, hold on.
Droopy faced fucking fake Christian.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Start screaming about churches.
Well, hey, who do you think's more likely to follow the words of Jesus, religious people or atheist? You know the answer, and it's fucked up, right? That's fucked up.
I'll tell you who.
You all knew what I meant.
I'll tell you who. Me and my 12 guy friends.
The party in the back of Ed's cafe. There was dancing and drinking. Most everyone was gay. A stranger that no one knew passed out some cigarettes. Guaranteed we'd get a thrill. A thrill we've never met. Some said yes and some said no. Susie said she would. They agreed that anyone would get a kick. They knew that she would. The gang all laughed. How
what the fuck are those guys singing in the background?
Yeah. Susie said
obey
yes.
Obey the Lord.
At first, like it
be
was all
boring.
In fun. But then Susie wouldn't quit. She had to be among that crowd. So she took another puff. But this was only cigarettes. She wanted other stuff. The stranger
all right,
she knew
was like a
else.
Radical bitch then.
You know, Susie became a prostitute on pot and was fucking everything she could for money to get by one more night. And it sounded like she may be sad, but she was extremely sexually gratified.
Why does it have to be sad, right?
My voice sounds like the voice of a sad, sad god judging her forever, but each orgasm that she experienced was better than everything she'd lived through up until that moment.
Well, everybody,
my singing voice is known as guilt. If you ever
Johnny Cash.
No.
Because everything's bad. It's always judging. The guilt of judge.
I never.
Well.
Ah.
It was about 9 p.m. and the train rolled in to a car park, and everybody thought it was weird that a train pulled up there. And the man walked out and said, I need a man. And God said, no.
All right. Listen, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. You can give me a little betting music if you want.
I would love it if Johnny Cash could easily be cut off.
Well, oh, yeah, Johnny Cash.
Johnny goes, well, it's good to be down. You're just coming to
yeah.
It's good to be down.
Hold on, Johnny,
hold on.
Johnny,
oh,
Johnny,
yeah,
hold on one
hold
second.
On second.
Hold on,
yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, one second.
No problem. Is there a problem with a microphone? Or?
Shh, hold on one, Johnny, Johnny.
The Todd Glass Situation, voted number one by the Book Club Association of America.
Okay, go ahead, Johnny. Boom. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Well, I don't remember my train of thought except that it rolled into a station just about a half past 10.
Johnny,
Knoxville,
hold on,
Tennessee.
Give me one second.
The Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Now, hold on, what the fuck there, friend? I was just trying to get a train into a goddamn station, and now I got two trains backed into each other. That's a locomotive against a locomotive, and I got two cool cars that are on fire right now.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, listen. Okay, everybody.
In the cold, cool
okay,
ground.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to, by the way, James, could you give James a nice round of applause? I go old school. And
why does this work ever for shut
it's
up.
Just so because it's like Rip Taylor, you know. Well, it's so like he has to carry that on the road with him. That guy, shut up. You know what? I don't know. I like it. I like that grilled cheese shirt. The grilled
That's
cheese.
That's one
shirt.
Of my favorite shirts.
No.
Ever.
So, okay, so here's what we have to do. Two things. One, I appreciate everybody coming out. This is going to be a lot of fun. I know sometimes I'd rather overthink than underthink, right? So sometimes I overthink. Hey, it's my weakness.
I'd rather overstank than understank. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Get that stank.
Get out of my house. That's right.
I'm getting a restraining order. Fuck a tree.
Go fuck a cinder block. It's better. Pussy.
I'm going to falsify some court documents and make sure you don't get any alimony.
Let's do a song. Let's think of a song real quick, and we'll make a quick edit here, because this will be a great way. And
yeah, real quick.
Thank you very much for coming out. I really appreciate it. It was just pure silliness and joy. I had so much fun. You guys, you know the way I feel about you. It's like you're the great audiences to perform in front of, because you're silly and you're gentle and you're crass. It's all
Todd,
over the board.
Todd,
I fucking
Todd,
love
they're
it.
Voting guilty. We Shut shouldn't be... Jesus, we're all going to be executed.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if I was up in front of the trying to get a prison out of prison? You guys, you know the way I feel about you, warden. Come on. I just said
the
other day.
Sir, it's not your turn to talk, sir. Don't come at me like I'm a porcupine in some underpussies.
So what's a good sing-along we could do?
Do you want to do Everything is Better on the Todd Glass Show?
Well, no, something not so, you know, I don't mind 10 seconds of that, but a whole song.
Not so much.
Hey, wait, that's Shifty, right?
I wasn't done with that.
That's Troy Conrad. No, he takes all our drinks and leaves one candle. What do we have?
Not about the show?
What's a good sing-along? The Hill Know, a Johnny Cash song. We could just do a little bit of it. Does anybody have a suggestion?
These Eyes?
What?
Should we do Ring of Fire?
Ring of Fire? Can we end with Ring of Fire? Or These Eyes? Do you know These Eyes? No. I don't give them much time. These eyes have seen a lot.
Probably pull it off.
That's me trying to teach it to somebody.
We'll pull it off.
I feel like that's hurrying me. That was very bullyish. Now, Dave just walks in front eating a candy bar.
That's how you get pussy. You walk in front of an audience chewing chocolate.
Here we go. Let's do a little Ring of Fire. We'll sing along. Was that good? One will go. And thank you very much. And then we'll
wrap
up. A little Ring of Fire. How about a hand for a lyricist Joe for coming down from Portland? Eric on drum. And on trumpet, JJ, everybody. JJ. Here we go. Thanks a lot, everybody. How about a hand for Chris Burden? Aristotle. Katie Levine,
for yourself.
Graham, Dave, and Andy. It's appreciated. It's a lot of fun. Here we go. Take it home. Bring his mic up.
I went to a burning ring of fire.
I went down,
and the flame getting higher. And it burns.
The ring of fire. Ring of Fire.
That's a 1-800-500-TABLET. Feel free to tell them all the time, yellow.
All right,
if
everybody.
If you fall into a ring of fire, push that puss.
All right, here. I know what I'm thinking. Here's what we're going to do. You guys, it'll be a chance to show off as we're all filing out of here. Go nuts on the trumpet. We'll take you out of here that way. Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night.
You got it!
We'll be right back.
chance at the merch table, and we'll be here in about 30 minutes for the party with live band karaoke, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Nerdist.com